This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking at the Ron the Show Hughley text line. Looking at Ron the Show Hughley text line. You guys are making a big deal. Howard is the right tackle. Fisher hasn't developed in the way they wanted him to. And this is the O-line lineup they like.
Oh. I mean, think about what you just said. I'm sorry, that's your Ron Hughley text, my bad. Think about what he just said. You're making it a big deal. Tytus Howard is the right tackle. What does that mean? That means either the rookie that everybody's ranting and raving about, absolutely balling and setting the tone, isn't going to play, or that means the $12 to $14 million guy you signed to replace Laremy Tunsil isn't going to play. I would say that's a big deal. I would say it's a conversation piece. Not that that's how it's going to work out. I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but to the texter, I would say that's worthy of a combo. I mean,
if there is anything on the football team that is a big deal, I would think, however the offensive line turns out, would be the one.
Yeah,
it was certainly a big deal while CJ was repeatedly picking himself up off the ground in Kansas City after 8 sacks. Like they said. Hold on. You all believe the offensive line was a big deal? Hell, they said the offensive line was a big deal. They got almost everybody out of here that was on the team last year that started. They traded Laremy Tunsil. I would say it's a big deal in how they're going about their offensive line if the big major, I would say the biggest decision and move made was, we're going to move Tytus Howard from his natural right tackle position to fix our biggest problem, which is interior offensive line. We're going to move him to guard until right before preseason game number one or two. Oh, no, we got to kick him back outside. And he changed his body, it would appear, to get himself ready to play in the inside. And to think, like, all right, they're not going with plan A. Because, like, what would you say, Clint? Do you think the initial, when they got in and sat down on it, this is how we're going to fix the biggest issue we had? What do you think plan A's starting lineup was? If you had to guess, what do you think plan A's starting lineup is when they signed Cam Robinson?
Cam Robinson, Lakin Tomlinson. I think Jarrett Patterson was it until a buddy and got cut up in New England. And then Tytus Howard at right guard and Blake Fisher at right tackle. And then let's see what the rookie can bring to the table.
Now it has become Jarrett Patterson, no. Juice Scruggs, no. Andrews in at center, and it has now become Cam Robinson, it looks like, no. Rookie Ariante Ursary, I think for a good reason, because he's played his ass off over there, Now, Tytus Howard, who looks like he put on some weight, let's slide you back out. And now, hell, we didn't mention Ed Ingram, but Ed Ingram seems to have been who's jumped Juice Scruggs to become the starter. They seem to be down to maybe plan C. Now, it's worked out, right? A lot of it, I think, is not all because everybody sucked. I think Arianti Ursary and Ed Ingram have played really, really well to help themselves to get to plan to this plan. But I would think anything regarding the offensive line, which was the biggest thing that held you back, I would say it's a big deal.
Worthy of a convo.
I would say it's a big deal that they've had to swing a lot of things around. All right, Clint, let me get my my question of the my college football question of the day off to you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Last year, we watched the SEC. They got Georgia, Texas in. They got Tennessee in. And who else did they get into the college football playoff? Who am I missing? Texas, Georgia.
Tennessee.
They only get three? I thought they got four. Anyway, they got the three teams in to the college football playoff. Alabama just missed. They were the last team out. Do you think South Carolina can sneak in to be one of those teams to slide in to the out of the SEC into the college football playoff? Can they pull off what Tennessee did last year?
Yeah, I would think that they can. They have one of the more friendlier schedules. I would say, I think they got a top four SEC friendly schedule. Missouri has the easiest SEC schedule, which, by the way, look at Missouri's schedule. It is hard to believe that they live in the SEC and that schedule is what they got.
Is it a Texas if one Missouri, from
if Missouri is ever, if Missouri's ever going to make a college ball playoff, it's got to happen this year. Missouri's schedule is a joke. So I would look at Missouri. Ole Miss's schedule in SEC terms is on the easier side, so it could be Ole Miss. And then South Carolina is on the easier side schedule-wise, so it could be South Carolina. I'm going to go Ole Miss. I trust Lane Kiffin. I trust what he's been able to do year after year. I mean, I think he's a 10-11 win guy at Ole Miss, which I think Ole Miss should be an 8 or 9 win team, similar to Arkansas. He somehow finds a way to 10 or 11 that wins every damn year. So I would probably go with Ole Miss, given that they got a lighter schedule over South Carolina, but I don't hate it. I love South Carolina.
They may have the best quarterback.
I love him.
They may have the best quarterback in college football. College football quarterback.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, look, I mean, he is primed and he has got some ridiculous tangible skills. There is no doubt about it. He is physically gifted. And he's a pretty sharp kid. He was young when he kind of arrived. Lenore Sellers, there's no doubt about it. It wouldn't shock anyone if at the end of the year we're talking about him being in the Heisman hunt.
They got to get, I would think, 10-2. That's what I think Tennessee did last year. They got to get 10-2,
which I think is very doable with their schedule.
They should be 5-0. I know Missouri is. They're better than Missouri. They're a better football team. Now, it is played at Faurot Field in Missouri, but they're a better football team. They should be 5-0, but before they get to that gauntlet they have. And that's the second half problem where they go at LSU, home Oklahoma, home Alabama, at Ole Miss, and then at A&M. And then they have Clemson to finish the season at home. But that stretch, those five games in a row, LSU, Oklahoma, Alabama, Ole Miss, and A&M. They should be 5-0 going into that. And if they go 3-2 with that one and they can beat Clemson at home, I think that should get them in because their schedule, I mean, they win, you know, they got Virginia Tech and Clemson non-conference. That should give them some help. Coastal Carolina is not a terrible program non-conference-wise. But if they go 3-2 through that stretch, and when you have a quarterback like they have, they got a shot. They got a shot. They did lose some guys on defense. I will say that they did lose some guys on defense, but they brought a couple of transfers in. They got a corner from NC State who they really, really like. But I don't know, man. When you got Sellers who looks like he is primed to have a special season, that they could pull off what Tennessee did.
They could. I tell you who I'm going to go for. I'm going for. In terms of being the surprise, I'm going to go with Florida. I'm going to go with Florida to surprise some folks. You know, I think Billy Napier, I think he survived somehow, some way. He survived. You know, last year you look at their schedule, they lost some games. I mean, I don't think they lost 5 games, but it was Texas, Georgia, Tennessee, Texas A&M and Miami. I mean, Texas A&M is the only one that wasn't flirting with the damn college football playoffs right there that they lost to. So I like Florida. I like Florida to be the team to make the potential surprise run to the college football playoffs.
They got LSU, Miami, Texas, all in a row. Georgia, Ole Miss.
They got a rough
Tennessee.
One. They got Florida State. SEC. They're middle of the pack SEC from a schedule, a strength of schedule standpoint. DJ Lagway
got a quarterback that could be.
DJ Lagway is the truth. If he can stay healthy, local kid, if he can stay healthy, they're going to have a real shot. Because I've always said this. Look, when you look at the SEC, even as it lays out now, if you look at the SEC, when it comes to dudes, right, you know the usual suspects, the guys that are competing for national championships every year, right? Alabama's one of those schools. Georgia's one of them schools. LSU's one of those schools. You look now, Texas is definitely one of those schools. But Florida is one of those schools. Whether they go 500 or they win 12 games, it is not because they ain't got some, I mean, cold-blooded athletes on that squad. It has nothing to do with talent. They're going to have talent. And I think if DJ Lagway can stay healthy, I think Napier's got them boys primed.
They had a second half last year. They had a really good second half to keep him his job. Because he was primed to get fired. I don't know, man. I'm rolling with them Gamecocks. I like what they should be 5-0. They can get to 5-0. And now you got something special if he can roll. All right, coming up, it's this guy's time now for the Texans. We may see him a little bit tomorrow in the final preseason game, but we should see a lot of him during the regular season. We'll talk about that coming up next.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.